Welcome all, everyone, to this edition of the Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire, or the WE podcast, as we like to call it. I am Julie Anderson, Brain Lady Julie, your host, and I am here with another amazing guest. And we had the greatest conversation before we started recording and went live. So I can't wait to share that conversation with the listeners. But first, let me welcome Lauren Cohen to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here. I know we're going to have a great time. Let's get it.
All right. Such a great topic too. I can't wait to dive into it, into all about collaboration and connecting and supporting each other. That's kind of what we were talking about beforehand. But let me read Lauren's professional bio at first, and then we'll kind of get to know who she really is. So she is a certified business and visibility strategist. She attended Harvard University for her master's degree in business management, and she coaches experts on marketing and sales strategies and trained business owners on how to market and sell their services to their clients. In 2006, she worked with a New York City brokerage firms and prominent New York City development companies, including SL Green and Elliman Dermot and Stellar. She created marketing and sales strategies in various areas of real estate. She has spoken, she's often a guest on TV, radio, podcasts, and panels on the topic of entrepreneurship and using other people's expertise and audiences to grow your business. Yummy topic. She's received countless awards for her role as an entrepreneur. She's a member of the Harvard Alumni Entrepreneurs and Harvard Alumni Association. She's been featured on Fox, Fox News Radio, CBS, NBC, Entrepreneur, The Network Journal, local television, and local radio stations, just to name a few. So the topic that we're going to be talking about today is borrow first, pay later. Build trust and gain clients by borrowing other people's audience before you pay for ads. I love this. I love this topic. So once again, welcome, Lauren.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That was awesome. I appreciate that introduction. And it's great to be here with you. And one of my favorite topics, again, it's literally borrowing audiences, right? It's connecting, and it's all about connecting with people and really building true relationships. I think oftentimes when people are reaching out to media personalities like yourself, it's all about what I can give. And it's never about what am I going to give to this audience? How am I going to show value? How am I going to be a team player and show up? How do I show up for this person that's actually kind enough to allow me to use their audience for the day? And I think if people can master, it's not about you, you're always going to win. It's not about you.
Yeah, it's such a beautiful thing too. And it becomes when you utilize this topic, and we'll get into exactly what does that mean. But when you leverage those relationships, it becomes such a win-win. It's, as we were talking about before, it's this collaboration of how can we benefit each other? And it's not just feeling like that one-sided, as you mentioned. So obviously you're a well-experienced entrepreneur. So we've got a lot of new entrepreneurs entering into the atmosphere right now. They've, through the last 3 or 4 years, a lot of people who were in corporate, they've reevaluated their situation. Right. And there's just a ton of new entrepreneurs coming up, as well as the young ones that are coming up, right? You've got all generations. So how should a new entrepreneur create businesses that aren't solely dependent? This is so important. I can't wait to hear the answer on social media, because quite frankly, I have a love-hate relationship with social media. I got to tell you, from a brain perspective, not the best thing. So I can't wait to hear, how can they do that without spending hours scrolling on the phone or writing ads or all this other kind of social media stuff?
It starts with what you know and what you have already that's innately in you. What are your expertise? What are you good at? What are the things that you can talk about? For myself, I love talking about mindset. I love talking about anything entrepreneurial related, especially in marketing. I love that. And so if you can sit down and find out the things that bring you joy, the things that you're good at, the things that people want to hear, then you can reach an audience outside of social media. I tell people all the time, most of the time when you're starting off, your social media has your aunt, your cousin, a few friends that have no interest most likely in the thing that you're actually, and if they do, then it's great. You can use them as a beta test. But it's very important to find audiences and places that you want to be, right? One aspect that I love is speaking engagements. Speaking engagements are amazing. You can find your local meetup. Start really simple. It doesn't have to be at this, you know, huge stadium with 5,000 people. You really want to start small with 10, 20, 50 people that can hear your message and that's asking you the questions that you can then fill those gaps for your next presentation, right? And you get to really own in on your skills and become what you need to be. So I love speaking engagements. I love anything local, local radio, local TV. Have a message and they want to hear real people. So oftentimes people think like, do I really have a story to tell? If you're local, it's a story, right? You can create your own. I am like the mix master as pertains to, you know, putting a story together and figuring it out. What's that little link that's going to, what do they really want to hear? And if you can master that, you will have smooth sailing in borrowing and connecting. We talked about connections earlier. Once you make these connections, build upon that. It's not just, I just got something from someone, great, bye. What can we do? How can we build? How can we grow together? Create synergies in those relationships. And trust me, it takes you one step further throughout to your path for success and whatever success looks like for you.
Yeah, I love that. And it helps too with not getting caught up in the vanity metrics, right? Because you get social media just psychologically, again, as a brain lady, right? Putting on the brain hat. It makes us feel like, oh, that person's really successful because they had hundreds of comments or thousands of likes or whatever it is. And that's just, you're worrying about numbers that aren't real, but that human connection that you can make. Yeah. Huge. And you're right about the speaking. You can fill your calendar within an hour of your house.
And there are so many people that are doing online summits, conferences. You literally can be in front of so many eyeballs. And again, you want to find events that cater to your expertise, that cater to your skill set, and also caters to where you want to be, right? Yeah. So you want to find those connections. You want to, one of the big things I want to say before I tell people to go out there and just, you know, showcase themselves, have a product and service ready to go. Right? Because you don't want to miss the boat on getting all the, you know, all these contacts, all these people that are requesting to know more about you, and you have nothing to show them. You have nothing to say, hey, this represents me and my brand, right? And people also, when it comes to partnerships, that's how it works, right? You have something, they have something, you kind of figure out how to make it work together. So step number one, figure out what you want to do, how you want to do it. And once you have that product and service, I don't care if you're scared. I don't care if it's a podcast, radio. I am so nervous every time I have to speak. Once I'm in it, I'm so in it. I'm so excited. Yeah. So put fear aside, put all of your doubts aside. You're worthy. Someone wants to hear your message. And if you're being genuine and if you're being true to yourself, your message will be heard by someone. And that's what matters in the long run.
Yeah. And I would add to that with that product and service, be cautious of thinking, oh my goodness, I have to come up with this, you know, 10 module.
Yada, oh, yes.
Yeah. Absolutely. Keep it simple. Keep it, people, especially now, the attention span is just getting shorter and shorter and shorter. So products or programs or downloads or things that are easily digestible.
Very easy. Very winner. Easy. It's not only a winner, but it allows you to test your theory. Start small. I'm really big. And my whole program, that's what it's about. It's about starting one-on-one. Start off one-on-one, and then you get to fine tune your message. If you start off creating this 10, like you said, these 10 module courses, and you put it out there and no one really wants it because you never really tested it, it's a waste of your time and your energy, and you get discouraged, right? We don't want people to get discouraged. So I love to tell people, even if you can find Facebook groups and be respectful, I know there are people that are they're not respectful of people's, you know, when they borrow, ask permission first. Find out how you can be of service to that group. and offer like, hey, I want to do a beta test on something. Do you mind if I do a free beta test for your group? I want to test out my product and service. Is it okay? You will be surprised how many people will say yes. There's someone that I connected with a while ago and I wanted to do a beta test. And she sent it out into her entire, she's like, oh, please, it's you? Of course. Like, I would definitely do it for you. And I wanted to do a beta test because I was testing out a new product. And because I had that relationship, it was so easy. And she knows I would do it for her. Right. Yeah. And it's not a tit for tat. It's just that we started our own little sisterhood. And so I think it's very important that people realize, listen, start small. Can I tell you something? I want to tell you about my failures and setbacks. Do you mind 2 seconds?
Oh, you know what? That's how we learn. Oh. They're just stepping stones to success. So feel free to give us some stepping stones, some teachings.
I can tell you the way you when we were talking about a few minutes ago, like that's how I started. I wanted to do these big things. And I was spending money left and right. I was doing everything wrong. Completely wrong. I lost so much money in the process. That's why it's so easy for me to tell everyone, hey, I was piggybacking off of what you said. Start small. Don't like forget the flashy end of this. That'll come with time. Your website will improve. Everything you're working on will grow and it will grow with you and it will grow with your process. But take the time to get to know the fundamentals. Biggest thing of all that I would tell someone, put it out there. Don't wait a year, 2 years, because you can wait a year and 2 years and find out that the product isn't even what your target, your avatar really wants, right? And maybe you're even targeting the wrong person and didn't even realize it, but you wasted a whole year, 2-3 years. I want to make it perfect. I want to make it just right. I learned that lesson the hard way, wasting years of time trying to put things together. And you know what was successful? The thing that I came up with in my head and said, hey, I'm feeling led to do it. Let me test it out with a small group. And that's the ticket. That's the one that like, so yeah, I agree with you. I'm sorry. That was a long piggyback, but I agree with what you said.
I think it's important. I think that's the true stuff, the real stuff, the real deal, the real picture that a lot of new entrepreneurs need to know. Right. Because what do they do? They get the coaches or they follow the people that are already there. Right. And I love Sandra Yancey of eWomen Network. I don't know if you're familiar with that group, but it's a big networking group. Anyway, she makes a comment. She says, please don't compare your beginning to my middle.
So beautiful.
And I love that because it's like everybody has a beginning and don't compare it to where I'm at after I've been doing the business for 20 years. Right? Absolutely. Because that's going to mess with your head.
No, but that's why, you know how many entrepreneurs, they start and stop because they're looking at everyone else. It's like, oh my God, I should be there already. They didn't see that person work 5-10 years to build their network. They missed that whole entire journey. That person didn't start today. That person didn't start last week. They've been in the trenches building their audience, right? And so when we look, and again, I stay off of social media, not even for that. I get thrown down this, you know, long road of, oh my God, let me see what's going on here, there, and everywhere. And I believe it is crucial for you to know yourself first. Mm-hmm. Be mindful of who you are. Be strong in yourself. Know your tolerance as well. Be honest with yourself. Is entrepreneurship for me? Does it make sense for who I am as a person? You have to have some grit. You have to have, you know, a fire in your stomach where when there's 5 people following you, you're still encouraged to keep going, right? Because you know, at that end of that turn, there's 500, there's 5,000, where you're patient with yourself and you know that because I'm putting out good content, because I'm putting out good service, because I've done the right marketing analysis for my products and services, I'm heading in the right direction. And you'll know because people will let you know.
Yeah. So there is that. And you did mention that even though we don't necessarily spend a lot of time on social media, there is, sorry, that was a dog. There is that need to have a presence where people can see you and get to know you. And experience your wisdom. So how do you suggest that the listeners or that someone starting new get that balance, right? Get that balance of how can I make a solid online presence and reach my exact target audience on these social media platforms without spending hours a day or thousands of dollars in ads or whatever. Like, how do you suggest that people do that?
One of the biggest ways, and it's going to sound very interesting, it's so funny. I was talking to this expert that he does extremely well, and he's built a relatively big business. And his big thing is newsletters, right? Other people's newsletters. Now, as long as you don't have the same product or services, you can definitely lend yourself to other people. And you guys can swap newsletters, right? Where I'm in your newsletter, you're in my newsletter, but we both have the same target audience for different products and services. No one has a problem with that. So that's step number one. Number two, if you have a viable product, I am really big. Anyone that knows me, I'm all about affiliates. Create your affiliate links, create your affiliate services that people, there's an incentive now for them to promote and market your product and services. Again, you know, we're people, want to make sure that there's a benefit that's, you know, they're going to gain something from something. And so that's another avenue that I love to go down. It's, you know, exchanging with affiliate links, exchanging with products and services, exchanging time. Facebook groups have, you know, that was literally my start, reaching out to Facebook groups, their admins, and talking to them and saying, hey, can I have a survey. Do you mind if I talk to your group? And again, it was my exact avatar, at least what I thought my avatar was, right?
Right.
At least what I thought about. So let's just
start at that time. Yeah.
And then they're like, you know what? Sure. Thanks for even asking. People just post all the time and don't, you know, they don't say anything and I have to take it off the board, but sure. And that allowed me, it's so crazy what a little post can do. And 20, 30, 40 people responded. Other posts from other people's platforms of thousands mm-hmm. of people. So again, my foundation is always going to be based off of borrowing, because that's truly what's helped me propel my business further along. It's literally going to these social corners. The same thing with Instagram, right? I was working on a project and I reached out to some influencers. They believed in what I was doing and they said, no problem, I will share my audience with you. It's okay to speak up, but you have to provide value. It has to make sense. It can't be just a me thing. What's their audience going to get out of it?
Right.
What are they going to get out of it?
Yes.
Right. So again, if you lean towards that instead of what am I going to get out of it, you will hear more yes than no.
Good points. Good points. You know, I have in my three P's of the platform program that I have for my entrepreneurs who want to get into that speaking and go from public to professional speaking where they're getting paid. One of the things that I always tell them is when you're writing or you're approaching potential clients or potential stages, you always want to talk about their audience. You want to talk about what can you bring to their audience? What are you going to give their audience? How are you going to serve their audience? And it's hard because we get so stuck in, I want them to understand how great I am. I want them to understand that I know what I'm doing. I want them, exactly. Instead of going, I have something beautiful that I'm just going to give, right?
Yeah.
And then that's where that bond can start for a lot of future projects, for sure.
That's where the magic happens. That's where the magic happens.
Yep. I absolutely love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. So as a visibility coach, because there's a lot of different ways to get visibility. We mentioned a couple, speaking and then social media or groups or whatnot. But there's just a ton of those ways that you can do it. There's, as you said, newsletters, but there's also writing articles and there's doing things on LinkedIn with companies and just all of that. What are some of the pieces of advice that you give your clients or ways that you assist your clients to become more visible on the right platforms to the right audience?
So for me, I'm big on, I don't know if you've heard this before, the whole Dream 100. I've been doing the Dream 100 for years, right?
Wait, I'm not, you gotta tell me. Tell me, fill us in on the Dream 100.
We're going to do the Dream 100. So I'm huge on that. So, and that's a part of like my whole visibility process. I tell people, And I have a list for each thing. So it doesn't matter what it could be, influencers, it could be podcasts, radio, TV, magazines, the whole bit. I literally have a list of my dream target for each group. right? And then there's levels for that. There's like, I just, even if it's a smaller operation, oh, I would love to be a part of that. And then I graduate, you know, you have the bigger platforms and, you know, et cetera. And I'm going to tell you something. It is so helpful because when people are doing this, I tell them, hey, how you have to think about what your message, how your message looks like to other people, right? Your message isn't for everyone. So when you're choosing the people or the platforms you want to be on, I want you to think about how you want to be viewed as a brand, because that's the way everyone sees you. Mm-hmm. So the first thing it's all, you know, so the first thing they're like, oh, I want to do this. I want to go on Oprah. I want to, you know, on the OWN show, or like, you know, all this cool stuff. And I'm saying, who are you? And when you are looking for that Dream 100, are you really studying their audience? Are you really studying them? Because then people start to go like, oh, maybe that's not the right fit for me here and there. And they start to be introspective and they start to really dig deep and say, okay, the message that I'm trying to give, the brand that I am, it fits this, right? And they start to kind of identify who they are and who they want to serve. Because sometimes you think you want to serve, most people start like, I just want to serve everybody. Right. Yeah. I want to serve the world and I want to be on the, you know, USA. I want to be on these huge, huge shows. And I wanted to, and I'm like, no, let's reel it back in. Visibility. It's you. It's you being represented. How do you look? How are you viewed to the masses? And if you can identify with who you want to be, how you want to show up for people, then the other part becomes a lot easier, because guess what? When you're writing your pitch and when you're connecting with these people, they will hear you in their message, because they're like, man, this person understands me. They understand my audience. They understand what we're looking for. They understand. They have an understanding of what we're about. So let me lean in a little bit. Let me find out more. Right. Mm-hmm. And so I know it sounds like a, you know, I'm talking about different things in different phases, but it absolutely does work like that. I really want people to decide where you want to be. Okay. That doesn't match your message. Okay. What do you want your message to be? Right? Who do you want to show up as? And I think the minute you do that, the minute you figure that part out, you become very visible to the people that want to know and will zone in on your services and wants your services.
Yeah. Do you think within that formula, and this may be part of the formula that you do, is really clearly connecting to the why do you want to be on there? Why is that your Dream 100? Because you know, you may want to be on Oprah because you just adore Oprah, but your audience could be white men.
That's the point I'm trying to make. People, again, I love to let people just kind of do their thing first. Like, hey, yeah. I want whatever. And you're absolutely right. You think your target is someone until you start to get responses back. And you're like, wait, I didn't think that was okay. Yeah, I like that. Okay, I know where I need to kind of make a little shift. Yeah. And so I did a little test the other day for a project I was working on, and I was surprised at who responded back. And it was the same kind of thing. And you're absolutely right. I think people usually want to get on these big platforms. They think that's how they're going to make their money, not realizing that even micro influencers are really the key to success. People think it's the people with 20 million followers. No, that audience is all over the place. You want that person that's focused and it's niche down to the thing that you're claiming that you're an expert on. That's who you want to focus on. That's who you want to target. And I think after I kind of burst their bubble a little bit, then they're like, oh, I want to reevaluate this list a bit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, look at this other person. They're amazing. They have your exact, they're like, wow. Because people only see the big numbers. They only see the big platforms and the big shows, but you can build success with smaller platforms and with people that are willing to work with you.
Yeah. You can build a multi-million dollar business and company with multiple small platforms, and you're going to get lost oftentimes in the bigger places. Great, great advice. I love that. Now, what are some of the, for those who are starting, or even for those who have been around for a while, who are probably going to recognize some of these challenges, what are some of those challenges that you see entrepreneurs come up against when they're working to do this increased visibility? Because it's a jungle. It's, you know, where, you know, there's social media, you know, reporting and getting in articles and writing newsletters, and then in social media, there's LinkedIn and Facebook and Instagram and YouTube and Twitter and you know, actually, I think I use some old names. What is it now? X and Meta or
Meta. Meta. I said the same thing earlier. I keep forgetting. Yeah, Meta.
Yeah. So there's just so many different things, and it can get very confusing and stressful. And I'm always telling people, you have to be, you know, really monitor your stress, because when you're under stress, you literally, the front part of your brain where that's higher thinking, it shuts down. It's like, I'm out. Right. So you get stuck in just the mire of everything that needs to be done, or that can, all of the possibilities of what can be done. So what are some of the challenges that you see when you're working on with individuals who want to increase their visibility?
It's going to sound crazy, but one of the biggest issues that I've always, right before the person is about to get their breakthrough, they break down, they give up, they get tired. I don't want to do this anymore. It's not working. Not realizing it takes a while. It takes, if you're just starting, or even if you have an established business, but you're just, you've hit this space that just, there's no growth. Like, it takes time to break that barrier. You have to literally change your strategy at that point, but you have to give it time. And I think oftentimes when people are just, they're at that point, they want instant results.
Yeah.
They want instant gratification. And if they don't see the numbers spike because they just scrolled on Sally and Sally's Instagram has hit X amount of numbers, and like you said, all the likes and the followers, everyone's cheering on Sally. So you're now looking at yourself like, oh my gosh, I need a win. And that's why I like people to have different levels of their Dream 100, right? You need to start having wins. Everyone needs a win. You can't have straight losses. So get into platforms that you can kind of walk right into. Don't always aim high. You're going to get there. You're going to take your steps, and you're going to climb up, and you're going to get as high as you want to be. But where you are right now, you have to be able to go to the meetup groups, to join different organizations, to reach out to people with a giving spirit, right? Where you're willing to give of yourself, make contacts on social media. And you made a good point. Like, oftentimes people are on social and they're hitting all of these, you know, huge influencers or people that are not listening, when they really should be looking and targeting their local booker, right? Their local producers, and connecting in that way and seeing how they can provide value, looking at media calendars and seeing, when do people need X, Y, and Z? How can I be proactive? You have to be proactive when it comes to you, and you have to be strategic, right? Think strategically, you will always win, right? Being able to pivot, it's the name of the game. I've pivoted so many times in my journey. I don't even know if my head's just spinning around in a circle at some point, right? But that's how you grow. It's, again, learning with a smaller audience, perfecting your craft, perfecting your message, and then taking it to the next level, and then the next level, and the next level. Again, everyone that you see that's a super mega star in their field, they started off with one person, two people. Yep. Then three, then four, then five. So again, my biggest thing is gain a small win and keep on trucking with that small win. One win after the next. One win. A win is a win, right? Yeah. And if you can get a couple of wins in, it'll keep that momentum going. So again, to answer your question, I think people lose momentum. They lose that fire. They become discouraged and they want to give up, when that's the exact moment that you're on the brink of your breakthrough.
Yeah. And I think that's one of the benefits of having a business coach or a coach, period. Like, I got to say, and I'm not just saying this because we're both coaches, and so I'm, you know, like plugging the coaching, you know, business. But literally over the 20 years that I have been doing, had my entrepreneur business, I have had multiple coaches. And there's always someone, you know, you always look at somebody who's doing what you want to do or has been there, done that.
Absolutely.
And they're going to help you through those moments when you're ready to just, you know, throw in the towel and say, I give up. They're going to be able to shine the light on the other side of the hurdle, on the other side of that mountain. And that's one of the big benefits of having a coach, a consultant, just a mastermind group, someone that you can really go, okay, they've done this. How did they do it? And they can help keep you going when you feel like, oh, I'm done.
I'm giving up. Yeah. And you know what? It's so funny. A coach is going to give you different advice than your friend, than your mom,
oh, like,
than your husband, or sister. Yes, they're going to cheer you on. It's a different level of commitment that a coach has. They want to see you win. We know your mom wants to see you win, but your coach, like, that's their pride, watching you win, watching you to get to the next level in your business. It's such a win for them. They're in it just as much as you are. And if you can just follow the blueprint, man, it can take you to other places that you never thought you can go or you never dreamed of.
Yeah, totally. The coach will cheer you on, but the coach will also hold you accountable and And show you where you need to tweak. Whereas this is what I tell people, when I need an ego boost, when I just need to feel good, I call my mom or I call my sister and I say something that I know is going to make them go, oh, Julie, no, you're wonderful. You're so smart. You're just, the world needs to know all about you. Okay. All right. Now I feel better about myself.
I'm ready.
But if I am, if there's a hurdle in front of me, if I'm challenged, I need a coach. I need a coach to stand above the trees and say, Julie, you're doing this wrong. Or absolutely, Julie, you need to adjust your view. And I think that's
also, we talked about this earlier. Didn't you say you were going to be here? Like, oh man, she is holding me accountable. Man, I can't get anything past her.
Yeah.
So that accountability partner is so big. And people take that for granted, right? Where someone can hold, you know, I am not, you know, I try my best to like get into the gym in the morning, but I have an accountability partner. So it forces me to do it because I'm like, she's counting on me. So I got to show up.
And I don't want to hear her say something if I don't show up.
You didn't show up, you know, like, So it's the same concept. You're both in it together, but you know, you have to be able to see the value investing in yourself through reading, through, I don't care what it is. If it's conference, summit, a coach, a consultant, invest in you. I don't know about you, but I can tell you, I'm constantly investing in myself. I know you are. Yeah. I know you are. I mean, literally, you know, if you're trying to take your business to the next level, there should literally be a budget that you set aside just to learn.
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. You should constantly be reading. Reading's great for the brain. You know, stretching, just like you're stretching your body, you have to stretch your mind too. And grow it. So ditto, I am 100% on the same page with you. Oh, well, we could just keep going and keep going, but I want to keep this at that sweet spot of about 30 minutes for our listeners. We asked you prior to recording, as we were getting you booked for the show, to share your best piece of advice for women. And I'm going to read it and then you can kind of expand on it for us. So you said to ask yourself this is the piece of advice that Lorene is giving to you watching or listening. Ask yourself, how many new clients do I want per month? Set realistic benchmarks. Try different methods to reach your ideal customer. For example, Facebook groups, cold calling, cold email, and see what works for you. And then you finish up by saying, master your pitch, listen to your clients, adapt, rinse, and repeat. I love that. Do you want to expand on that at all? Or does that kind of encapsulate?
I mean, that definitely, you know, it definitely sounds like me because I did it. No, that's just how I believe that. And the reason why I say the rinse part, because when you rinse it through again, it's like you take that knowledge, you take that understanding and you do it again and it gets better and better. Then you rinse it again, you do it again and you rinse it again. And the reason why I'm saying that is find what works for you and let go of the rest. You know, sometimes we hear someone talk about a methodology that works brilliant for them. Yeah. And you're like, man, it didn't work for me. That wasn't for you. There's something else that you're better at. It could be podcasts. Maybe, you know, it could be TV. It could be mag. It could be whatever. And you just find this one particular, you're like, man, I'm really good at getting on X, Y, and Z. Follow that path. Follow the path of least resistance, right? I'm big on that. Follow the path of least resistance. Follow the path that's going to get you through the door in a manner that allows you to grow, learn, and take away a better understanding of who you are in your business and where you want to go.
I love it. I love it. Such wonderful little diamonds of information in this pod today. So I'm loving it. I'm loving it. So I want to make sure that everybody knows how they can stay in touch with you. You have a free business resource guide. Can you tell the listeners a little bit about that?
So we use so much different types of stuff in our business, and we have so many people that recommend different products and services and coaches and everything else. We're actually going to change the platform a little bit where I want coaches from all different, even if it's something similar to me, I want coaches to be able to showcase their products and their services to the mass, because I think it is so important. Because again, what we talked about earlier, I may not be a good fit for someone, but you may be. Mm-hmm, you may be exactly what they need. And so for me, with the resource guide, we provide from tech to experts that we like, and we kind of put this all together and we have this resource guide for people. And so it's awesome because it's a little bit of this, a little bit of that, but it's an awesome guide to kind of help you through your process.
And they can find that at your coachingtocourses.system. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, is it true that the system has an E on the end of it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's SYSTEME .io. And of course, all of these links will be on the show page. They'll be under the group recording in the comment section and everywhere that we post it. So anyone who's listening or watching, know that you can just go there and you'll see the links and be able to get connected directly with you. And you, if they would like to talk to you directly, they can also go to theexperttribe.com and then send you an email. And I'm looking for an email.
They can actually do it on the Coaching to Courses page. There's a whole section where they can literally send me an email and we can have a talk for 20 minutes or so, however long, just kind of figure out where they are, where they want to be.
I love it. I love it. Well, thank you so much. We will put all of this information out so that they can get anyone listening who wants to expand their connection to you or find out more about what you do. They will be able to do so. Lorene, thank you so much for being on.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, we love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. It was my pleasure. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Absolutely. So as we close up, I want to remind everyone to stay connected with the Women Entrepreneurs Extraordinaire as we make our way to our new soft branding shift to Women Excelling Everywhere. We'll still be under the WE banner. Yay. Woohoo. I'm so excited. We're making some dynamic changes that you are just going to love. But in the meantime, if you would like to get in touch with us, send us an email at info@womenentrepreneursextraordinaire.com. Remember, it's all plural, women entrepreneurs with an S, extraordinaire.com. And let us know, are you looking for resources? Did you hear something on one of these pods that you want expanded information on? Do you want to be interviewed on the podcast? Do you have a message that you would like to have be heard? We would love to hear from you. And if you liked the tips that were shared here, because they were amazing tips that anyone can put into work right now in their business, give us a thumbs up, give us some social media love, even if you don't spend that much time on social media, still share us. And we would appreciate that. And we can share the information with other people and just kind of lift everybody up and support everybody. So thank you everyone for being on the show, for watching the show, for listening as a podcast. And as I like to finish up all of our shows, I want you to roll those shoulders back, expand those lungs, take a nice deep breath. Simply go out there and enjoy every moment. Until next time.